was a boy, a little boy, shooting arrows in the blue. And he's aiming them at someone, but the question is at who? Is it me or is it you? Hard to tell until you're hit, but you'll know it when they hit you, 'cause they hurt a little bit. Here they come, pouring out of the blue. Little arrows for me and for you. You're falling in love again, falling in love again. Little arrows in your clothing, little arrows in your hair. When you're in love, you'll find those little arrows everywhere. Little arrows that will hit you once and hit you once again. Little arrows that hit everybody every now and then.
Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. Information from the Australian Government's Ionospheric Prediction Service in Sydney, New South Wales, concerning solar activity, indicates that the level of solar activity has now dropped even further than in our last report. The 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has fallen to 76, that's 76, and the daily equivalent smooth sunspot number has dropped to 14, that's 14. Well, those figures are continuing to be very low and not expected to change significantly in the near future. It just means that long-haul multipath propagation on shortwave on frequencies above about 13 megahertz on darkness or semi-darkness paths will continue to be very unreliable. However, on daylight paths, frequencies above about 14 megahertz will be somewhat more satisfactory. And moving through sunspot cycle number 24, and this cycle is not expected to be converted to sunspot cycle 25 or merge with sunspot cycle 25 until about this time next year. So a little way to go yet before good high frequency conditions on all bands at all times will be remade. In the meantime, we have some propagation news brought from here in Melbourne. We're now in our winter season, and the daylight or daytime path, daytime propagation is quite good on the 31 meter band, right through the full 24 hours. The summary is between 1930 and 2000 in the 31 metre band, and quite an assortment of signals there, mainly short path propagation from Europe, Africa, the Middle East and Asia. And this is what we heard. 9380 All India Radio, the national service. 9390 Radio Thailand with its English broadcasts. 9410, the BBC in English from the Dabaya relay station in the UAE. And on the next frequency, 9420, the Voice of Greece with its Greek language broadcasts. 9440, China Radio International in English from the Kunming transmission site. CRI programs in other languages in this band at this time include 9525 in Russian from Beijing, 9535 in English from Baoji, 9645 in French from Kunming, 9655 in Turkish from Kunming, 9765 in Portuguese from Beijing. So quite a number of China Radio International frequencies in the 31 meter band. Continuing, 9445 All India Radio with its English broadcasts. 9460 The Voice of Turkey with its Turkish transmissions. 9480 NHK Radio Japan in Tokyo on the Yamato transmitting station with English. The transmission is actually intended for Australia and New Zealand. And Radio Romania International on 9500. Good reception with Romanian. And 9545, the BBC from the Wolverton, England, transmitting station, transmitting in Hausa to Africa. And 9555, the broadcasting service of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia from Riyadh, broadcasting in Arabic. And 9635, the Voice of Turkey, broadcasting in French. And we'll come back to our monitoring information in just a moment. We'll continue now with some shortwave notes from our European monitors. First of all, we have Radio Havana, Cuba, two frequencies noted in the 16 metre band, 17730 between 1230 onwards in Spanish to South America, and 17580 from 1300 onwards, also in Spanish to South America. And Radio Public Africaine by the relay station at Usedun in France, heard in Europe on 15480 with 250 kilowatts, 145 degrees to South Africa in Kurundi, between 1800 and 1833, and between 1833 and 1858, transmission in French. And Radio El Mukhtar, also via the Usedun relay station in France, good reception in Europe on 15205, from 1500 to 1558, in Arabic. On Tuesdays only, very strong signals to East Africa, 100 kilowatts and 125 degree antenna. And the Lutheran World Federation, also known as the Voice of the Gospel, via the Usedun relay station in France, heard in Europe on 15315 between 1830 and 1900 with 500 kilowatts, 180 degrees, that's 180, to West and Central Africa in various African languages. And Radio Sultanate of Oman, broadcasting in English, good signals on 15140 at 1400 to Western Europe, and 100 kilowatts, 315 degrees antenna. And Transworld Radio Africa via the Manzini transmitting station at Swaziland, good reception, 1400 to 1415 on 15360 to South Asia in Urdu, 100 kilowatts, 043 degrees antenna, and on 15105, 1557 to 1627 in Kurundi to Southern Africa, Mondays to Fridays. And we'll return now to our shortwave monitoring notes here in Melbourne in the 31 metre band. 9635, the Voice of Turkey in French. This is 1930 to 2000, of course, Voice of Turkey. 9675, broadcasting service of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia in Turkish. 9710, NHK Radio Japan, broadcasting via the Santa Maria di Galleria relay station in the Vatican. In English, the station's actually announcing the transmitter site for that transmission just prior to the sign-on, which is 1930. 9730, the Voice of Vietnam in English to Europe and Africa. And 9745, another frequency for China Radio International, broadcasting from Urumqi in Esperanto. And 9800 and 9810, two frequencies in parallel for the broadcasting station in Tehran, in Iran, in English. And 9820, the BBC from the Oman relay station, transmitting in English. 9835, closer to home, Radio Television Malaysia, carrying the relay of the FM domestic service in Malay from Kajang. And 9850, the Voice of America from Lampetheim in Germany, broadcasting in Kurdish. And 9870, another frequency for the broadcasting station of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia in Arabic. And at the top end of the 31 metre band, 9935, the Voice of Greece with its Greek language programs in parallel with 9420. Some frequency operations in the 18 megahertz band comes from the High Frequency Coordination Committee Master Index. Not many stations using this band, but they include the following. 18180, the Sound of Hope, broadcasting in Chinese and Cantonese from Taiwan. And 18870, the same station, also broadcasting in Taiwan. That's between 2200 and 1000, and the 18180 frequency is 2300 to 0600. Now, 18930, Radio Free Asia, broadcasting the IBB station in Washington, using the Kuwait relay station with broadcast in Tibetan, and that's on the air between 1100 right through until 1400. And on 18990, also in Tibetan from Kuwait, from 1100 through until 1400, and on 19,000, 9000 in Tibetan from Kuwait, between 1100 and 1400. And one more frequency, 19010 Tibetan from Kuwait, that's on the 1100 to 1400. Also, Radio Free Asia on 21455 in Tibetan from Tinian Islands, the Marianas, and 21465, 1000 to 1100. The frequency actually alternates from day to day to avoid jammers. Also in the 13 metre band now, we have 21470, the BBC schedule, between 1330 and 1400 in Somali, from the Dabaya relay station in the UAE. And 21480, the Bible Voice Broadcasting Service from the Talata relay station in Madagascar in English and Indonesian between 1200 and 1245. And Radio Romania International on 21500 in English from the Ticinesti relay station or transmitting station 0532-0557, and the Saudi Arabian Broadcasting Service on 21505 in Arabic from Riyadh between 1155 and 1457. Well, those are a few details of current frequency registrations in the higher frequency bands provided by the High Frequency Coordination Committee. That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.
Tip-toe through the tulips.